93.7 The River. Classic rock redefined. There goes Pearl Jam. Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. I think everybody's familiar with Ronda Rousey, MMA legend, UFC champion, now has gone off to the WWE, and another female fighter that you may have seen but probably not as familiar with by name, a little tiny girl, flyweight division, her name, Van Zandt, also known as 12-gauge Paige Van Zandt.
Oh, yeah, I remember this girl, 12-gauge Paige.
Yes, and what she says is that she's thinking about going over to WWE, too, because it's just another platform for us UFC fighters to make a name for ourselves, Van Zandt said. And this was said at a past fight over in London. She said, I know Ronda's going to do awesome at it, and she's going to make a name for herself in the WWE, and I think I could do the same. I'm a fighter first and foremost, but if the opportunity ever came knocking, I'm not one to turn opportunities down. I think it's an amazing organization, and I would definitely love to work with the WWE. Keep in mind now, she's been on Dancing with the Stars. Paige Van Zandt's also been on a celebrity edition of Chopped. And the other thing to note here, she's 7-4 MMA career.
Oh.
4-3 UFC. That is a dismal fight record, in my opinion. And she's worse than what you call a has-been because she's a what I call never-will-be. Paige Van Zandt, awful. She's the Manica Patrick of MMA.
Wow.
That is what she is.
Doing that to her.
You remember all the hype and the hoopla around this little girl when she came out? I think she even fought here from Sacramento or had ties. I think she even hung out with Uriah for a while.
Uh-huh. Wasn't she the model-turned-fighter?
Yeah, yep. I believe so. Or fighter-turned-model-fight, whatever she was.
Something like that, yeah.
And she never, ever turned out to anything. And like I said, her nickname is 12-Gauge Paige.
I mean, she had a cool nickname.
Yeah, but it should be Paige Ronnie Van Zandt.
Yeah, it should have.
Because she's dead. And I hate to do that to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I see what you did.
I hate to do that to Ronnie Van Zandt, but she is absolutely worthless. And she's begging WWE to call her because she thinks that she has something to offer. She's doing that because she can't fight. She's not UFC or MMA worthy.
Do we know she wants to get into the WWE to be a fighter, or does she want to be one of the, you know, glow ladies?
No. She wants to get in there and fight like Ronda. And she says, I'm a fighter first and foremost.
Oh.
But if the opportunity ever, she's begging the WWE to call her and get her out of UFC so she can retain. And
she's got no, she probably ain't fighting anymore. She haven't heard her fight for a while.
Well, yeah, she just fought in London. Yeah, this is where she made the statement. She just fought this past weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fighting, but she's doing miserably. So she's throwing a lifeline out to the McMahon saying, help, help get me out of this raucous, rough, beat up and bust up my face, make me ugly sport. Get me out of the octagon. Put me behind the turnbuckle so I can do theater instead of fighting. That's what she's doing.
The thing with McMahon's WWE is, and I don't know if you know this or not, but it's real high profile now. So to get into wrestling, it's not like you can just come from MMA or UFC or boxing or something and then get into wrestling. You've got to be a star in whatever you were in first. And then go to wrestling.
Oh, but
they're not going to take you if you're lowbrow.
You're saying it's top tier now. Right. WWE is that upper echelon. Oh,
the McMahons have changed it. Now we know that Ronda Rousey went in there as a loser, and I hate saying that.
Okay.
But I love saying it to you.
And I'm being very cordial when I say this. Die now. Right now, not tomorrow. Die now. Choke on your Lunchables right here on the radio.
Okay,
she was the biggest MMA star when she went to WWE.
Well, I don't know. Records would say that she was a losing MMA star.
Only lost that once.
True.
Only lost the once.
That is true.
And that was a, what I call, spoiler. Holly Holm that took her out. Plus, action movie star. Expendables. Just getting started in Hollywood. One could say, quite possibly, one of the most notorious or well-known lady athletes of this century.
Oh.
Yes. Not many other women. When you look at women, compared to Ronda Rousey, so when you talk about top-shelf people making that big jump into the WWE.
I do consider her top-shelf.
She is top-shelf. This Paige Van Zandt, this is someone that just wants out because she doesn't want to bust up her pretty little face.
I don't think it's going to be able to happen. McMahon's going to snoot her.
Yeah, but she's small. She's cute. And if she's got any charisma or whatever, they'll yank her out and they'll bring her over there and she'll make a bunch more money. And she won't have to worry about getting, you know, arms broken or having her teeth knocked out.
Because she gets beat on quite a bit.
I have seen her walk out of that octagon more than once looking as if a sack full of like 80 kittens clawed at her. She came out one night looking like she was shoved in a blender, and she looked awful. When she gets beat, she gets bloodied. I've never seen a man or woman come out of an octagon looking as horrible as she has on multiple occasions.
Yeah, and it's over and over again, but she just keeps getting up, getting back in there. I mean, you got to give some credit for that. At least.
Why? I'm not going to give credit for that. You and I could go to the octagon tomorrow and just have the holy hell beat out of us. It doesn't take any skill to get beat up.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, hell, pay us a bunch of money. I'll go over there to Uriah Faber's gym and he can beat the hell out of us and give us, you know, 50K. I'll do that.
That's one way I don't want to make money, getting beat up.
Think about that.
Every day just hurts.
Yeah. You wake up and you can't even count your money. Your fingers are in bandages. Sure. You got enough money in the bank account to go have a nice steak dinner, but you have to have it pureed. You have to suck it through a straw. That is no way to live.
No.
That's awful. Coming up, 93 minutes nonstop, commercial free, plus more cash. Here's Van Halen.